7:33 on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House, where I'm broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center. I'll be here all weekend for the best home show ever built, the Saba Home and Patio Show, open today and tomorrow. But we're talking with a special guest that's joining us all the way from Tennessee, Dr. Johnny Green, the Director of Energy and Transportation Science Division for Oak Ridge National Laboratory. We're talking about innovative ways that we can rethink the consumption of energy. So the project we're specifically talking about today that caught my attention while I was at the International Builders Show is Project AMIE. Dr. Green, the acronym AMIE, what does that stand for?
That stands for Additive Manufacturing Integrated Energy. And so that's a lot of words. So we just said, well, let's just call it AMIE for sure.
I like that. That's much better. So we've brought together the power grid distribution industry. We've brought together the building sciences industry. We've brought together the energy consumption and conservation industry. And we've brought together the transportation industry in rethinking how we consume power and how we can better consume this power, and that's Project AMIE. It's a housing pod with a vehicle. We've talked our way through the housing pod. Now, let's go talk about this vehicle.
Sure. So the vehicle wasn't based on any particular vehicle. It was kind of looking like a utility vehicle. We actually call it a PUV, printed utility vehicle.
So it's okay. So it's 3D printed.
That's because it's 3D printed, and the material that it's 3D printed out of is 80% of ABS plastic, like Lego blocks, with 20% carbon fiber in it to give it some strength. And so we use that for the car and the house, and it has a 5-kilowatt natural gas engine. That natural gas engine produces electricity that is then can be sent to the car's battery. And as Rosie, as you mentioned, we designed a system where there's a pad that is next to the house, and there's also another coil underneath the back of the car. So when you come home, you could drive your car over this coil, and through electromagnetic coupling, you can send power from the car to the house without any wires or wirelessly, or from the house to the car.
So in a very simplistic description, folks, I want y'all to picture this. You're driving home from work in this vehicle. It's been raining and cloudy the last couple days. The solar power generating capacity of the house hasn't stored enough capacity for you to go home and turn on the oven. You park the car in the garage, go inside. The brain of the house is begging for more power to run the oven. It looks to where it might be able to grab that power, and wirelessly it looks like, oh, you just parked the car out there. That's my supply of juice. Let's finish cooking the meatloaf.
You got it. So this brain that we're developing, it would say, okay, hey, should I go to the grid, or should I go to the car, or should I use the energy from the solar panel? So it figures out what's the best option for the home to satisfy the energy need.
And I would imagine the brain's smart enough to not drain the car while I'm cooking my meatloaf, so I have to walk to work tomorrow.
That's correct. That would be a bad thing. We wouldn't want that.
All right. Now, this vehicle, what's the seating capacity of this vehicle?
So it can seat a couple of people in it. It has a top speed of about 60 miles an hour. We figured that was fast enough to kind of demonstrate the concept that we were looking at. And I guess another interesting thing is, this, Rosie, this vehicle that we printed wasn't the first vehicle that we printed. The first vehicle that we printed, in January of 2015, when we started working on the AMIE project, what kind of gave us the confidence that we could do that was that we 3D printed a Shelby Cobra.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so
yes,
we actually did that here and unveiled it in January. And we also took it to the Detroit Auto Show in January.
That is so cool. Now, is that a fully operating model of a Shelby Cobra or just the body?
It is fully operating. That car is all electric, so it has batteries on it and electric motors and electric drivetrain. And it's an all electric vehicle, like a Tesla. Not as fast as a Tesla, but it's all electric, similar to a Tesla. And yeah, it's a fully functional car, and it goes over 60 miles per hour as well.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That's a beautiful vehicle for sure. Probably one of the most beautiful cars, I think, artistically, that have ever been put on the road. So y'all have been able to reproduce by 3D printing a Shelby Cobra. You've got this PUV, printed utility vehicle. You have this housing pod that are communicating to each other. Now, let's talk for a few minutes about how all of this technology that y'all are developing and teaching how to talk to each other in its own way today. What are the ramifications for us, the average homeowner, across the whole globe, really?
So great question, Rosie. So one of the things that 3D printing will be used for in the near term future is molds and tooling, especially in the automotive industry. But you also could use it in the building industry. You could look at maybe making windows in a different way, wall assemblies being done in a different way. And actually, in China right now, they're doing a form of 3D printing with buildings right now. So, I don't think this will be. I don't think we'll be 3D printing buildings in a big way tomorrow. But I think it opens up the possibility to just think about, you know, how can we do things better? And I'm sure there's a lot of smart people out there who can hopefully, you know, take this concept and run with it and do something even greater than what I can imagine.
And if I Google 3D printing, it actually shows China's using the technology to build high-rise buildings, not just mini housing pods, but high-rise buildings. It's absolutely incredible.
It's crazy. It's crazy where this thing is going.
Okay, so now for a futuristic thinker like you, Project Amy is like yesterday's project, I imagine. What are you looking at now to get engaged in over the next decade or 20 years? How far in the future are you looking? What's your next non-classified project you can talk about?
Well, I would say the next thing that we're doing with 3D printing is we are actually 3D printing molds that can be used to produce wind turbine blades. So we're going to produce these molds, have the wind turbine blades made, put them on windmills, and actually generate power that way. So that's coming later this year. And then we're also partnering with several folks looking at how you could use a conventional neighborhood with, let's say, 50 homes in a couple of locations, and how you could maybe have centralized solar or distributed solar, and see with some of the technology that we have right now, how could you, you know, use, share, generate, and store energy in a different way even right now?
And that's a small micro solar generating capacity that we could put into smaller little communities. And those are panels that where? Live in the actual street themselves? Or, I mean, we're not putting panels on top, or we're not putting a communal panel field out at the end of the cul-de-sac.
So in one neighborhood, they would be on the roofs of the homes. And then in another, you would have a centralized, almost a mini solar farm. So we'll be looking at the two different concepts and seeing, you know, which one works best and makes the most sense.
Now, I want to go back to Project Amy just for a minute, because one of the things this 3D printing does is accelerate the amount of time it takes to go from concept to project. I was reading a report, you know, about as futuristic as I get, as I read the future forecasting from the Smithsonian Magazine. That's about as far as I can handle. But there was a report in there recently that said some folks from IBM were talking about it took roughly 1,700 years. If we go back to the year zero, it took 1,700 years for mankind to double its knowledge base. Now, I don't know how they measure that, but just stick with me here, folks, because the thought's intriguing. From 1700 AD, it took about another 300 years to duplicate and double mankind's knowledge base. And they're talking right now that we could be possibly potentially duplicating all of mankind's knowledge base every 13 months. And it won't be that much longer into the future. That will be about every 13 days. Now, that's mind-numbing for a carpenter like me. But talk about the concept, this AIMEE concept, comes up with a bunch of futuristic engineers at a coffee shop, and we've got a finished product in how much time?
In 9 months. So we were sitting down with the designers at SOM, and we were at a coffee shop in Knoxville, and we kind of sketched it out on a piece of paper and said, hey, how can we connect these vehicles and homes in a different way and how it interacts with the grid? And we kind of went for it. And I think one of the other interesting things about this project is typically engineers, you know, we're trained not to fail, that you can't fail. And so one of the unique things about this project was we took more of a fundamental science approach of, you know, experimentation, failure, but also we mixed that with a hard, fast deadline. So we kind of had these two, you know, tensions pulling along each other. And then also we've got designers who think different than engineers all working together. And so it was a lot of interesting meetings behind the scenes. I can't talk about those here on the radio, Rosie, but maybe offline we can talk about them. But it, you know, we really brought the team together. And in 3D printing, the great thing about it, it's a translator. You can print things, you can see it, and then you can rapidly innovate and get everybody on the same page.
Project AIMEE. Folks, if you'd like to get a visual of this, go to rosieonthehouse.com. On the homepage, under popular links, you'll see it posted right there, AIMEE, the 3D printed vehicle and home, as produced by the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. We've been visiting all morning long with Dr. Johnny Green. He is the Director of Energy and Transportation Science Division for the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Dr. Green, I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of your family time on a Saturday morning to phone in and visit with all of us out here in Arizona. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, Rosie, I appreciate you having me. And, you know, we're just two guys from Louisiana, so, you know, we'll do anything for each other.
Ah, laissez la bon ton rouler, Dr. Green. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
All right, we will. Folks, I want you all to stay tuned. We've been talking about the future with Dr. Green. I'm going to bring in Dr. Sky, one of our most popular guest visitors, here just after this next segment. He's got some planetary alignment he wants to talk about. Then we'll be pitching out to Romy, who is actually on the ASU campus in Tempe with John Eisenhower, our Rosie Certified Arborist. And they're there for the Tour de Trees. That's an event taking place 8:30 to 11:30. Anything you want to learn about as it relates to trees on the ASU campus, they've got arborists at every tree posted to give you an education. Then we'll be back to me, Rosie, where I am at the best home show ever built, the Saba Holman Patio Show. It is a packed show today. Don't go anywhere.